you know what a male livestock is called? What word they used to call that?
Male livestock.
Yeah, male cattle. Male cow, a bull.
Well, the bull.
What about with sheep? There's different names for the male and the female. Do you know about that? I might skip ahead here.
We're gonna send him back to Georgia.
Oh yeah, I'll ask you some other things.
There is a name for him, but you know, right off, it's just.
That's okay. Let me ask you something more open-ended. What kind of animals do you see around here in Trinidad? Not animals that people keep, but just animals here or there.
Well, as of late, the bear.
Really? Bears become a problem around here?
I've had them in my house 3 times already.
Have you seen them?
Yes, oh yes. I called the other night, I called the police at 3 o'clock in the morning. I says, this damn bear's in my garbage can. And I says, he's going to tear it all up. And my husband made a real nice deal that fits around where you can't tell that it's a garbage can. And he's just tearing that thing up. And I says, what shall I do? He says, well, there's nothing you can do. The only thing you can do is if he hurts you, if he's going to kill you, then you can kill him. Hey, listen, you. And then I come out with a few choice words. I said, you think I'm that damn stupid that I'm going to let that bear get that close to me before I kill him? I says, he's going to be dead if he steps on my porch. And then the thing is, about 20 minutes later, here he comes, like, you know, no concern whatsoever. And he's looking. And he knew that bear was there because he dumped over all the garbage cans all the way up. And pretty soon he spotted him just up around the corner. And he stayed there for the longest time and he watched him. Then he left.
Yep, it's a bear. He's all right, like, stand out. What else besides bear do you see running around here?
Well, I haven't seen it, but I heard there's a mountain lion over there on Topeka.
Really?
Just here on the other side of town. Now, up where I live, it's right at the bottom of the peak. Mm-hmm. I have seen turkey, wild turkey. I've seen deer. Mm-hmm. I seen the other day, I saw the most beautiful fox.
Yeah.
Oh, he was beautiful red. Right by Dr. house. And, and then the other day I was going up to the Walmarts. I had to stop the car and let 5 little turkeys cross the highway. And I made all the cars behind on the other side. I said, you stop, because these little things have got to go here. Because they're crazy enough to, you know, the way they drive. I said, they're going to run over them. But they were the cutest little things.
What were they, turkey?
Turkey,
uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Do you see a coyote around here?
Every now and again.
Okay.
Not too much of where I live because of dogs. There's a lot of dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, that's when I know the bear's around, because the dogs will start barking and raising the dickens.
Right. So you don't have that much coyote around?
Not too many. Okay. Down east they do. They have to be very careful because they will kill their little guinea hens, and they'll kill their little animals.
Yeah, foxes are like that too.
Yeah.
Do you get chipmunks around here, or squirrels, or anything like that?
Oh yeah, there's a lot of chipmunks and squirrels.
Okay. What about chucks? Things people call chucks, like woodchucks or ground chucks or anything like that?
I don't think there's any down here. You might run around some, but